This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Leroy says, grab your spiritual trowel, because God has a building project for you. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
You are probably familiar with the teachings in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that every Christian is a living temple of God. But in our study for today, I'm going to ask you to go beyond seeing yourself as a temple and to see yourself as a temple builder. The Apostle Paul saw himself as a wise master builder who had laid the foundation of Jesus Christ in the lives of the believers in Corinth. He knew that others would continue the spiritual building process in the lives of these new converts, and he has a word of warning, an exhortation for them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. Let every man take heed how he builds. Now, why is that so important? When the Old Testament people of God set about to build the temple, what did they do? Did they hurriedly throw something together overnight? Put up a building that resembled a little tool shed? A Quonset hut? A pup tent? No, they set out to construct a building according to God's blueprint and design. The Bible describes it as exceedingly magnificent because it was a place that would be worthy of the name of God. When you and I read that story, we say to ourselves, that's right, that's the way it should be. But Paul applies this same divine standard of excellence to what we build in the lives of others. If you and I want to build people whose lives demonstrate the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and are a credit to the name of God, we must be equally careful to give it the time and effort necessary to do the job. When I was a very young Christian, a man named Don Rosenberger discipled me and began building into my life. He taught me how to study the Bible, encouraged me in the discipline of scripture memory, and showed me how to share the gospel of Christ with others. He prayed with me and helped me learn how to obey the Lord in everyday life. This didn't happen overnight or in Don's free time. He didn't have any free time. The time Don spent with me was a priority in his life. He was pouring out the best he had in order to try to help me to become a disciple of Christ who would in turn build into the lives of others. Don was a temple builder. And that is what the Lord wants you and me to be doing as well. Are you involved in that kind of people-building ministry today? In our construction of Christian disciples, let's work with diligence and take heed how we build for the glory of God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a question to revolutionize the conduct of every Christian. What would Jesus do? Join us on Daily Discipleship.